At only 35, Canadian rocker Spencer Krug has quite a prolific output. He's recorded as a band with Wolf Parade, Swan Lake, Sunset Rubdown, and now Moonphase, which until recently was a solo project. Krug's musical journey started when he learned how to play piano at 10 or 11, and then he just started accumulating instruments.
Musical taste got me away from playing just piano, and I wanted to play, you know, like any teenager, I wanted to play guitar and bass and drums and organ, and I eventually, like, accumulated all of it. And there's no space in the house, so it all went in my bedroom. Different amplifiers and an organ, and the piano was eventually in my bedroom as well, and a drum set, and there was no space for a bed, so I slept in the closet for a number of years. And I ended up having sort of like a little studio in there. My parents bought me a Tascam 4-track, I think, for my 15th birthday, and I've been sort of recording music and making music so that I could record it kind of ever since then.
Krug's second full-length release as Moonphase is a collaboration with Finnish band Sinai. It's called Heartbreaking Bravery. The album came out in April and was recently named one of Spin's top albums of the year so far.
I had just made a solo record, the organ music, and I wanted to do another sort of, wanted to do a collaboration and make a sort of rock record. And I was also craving a collaboration wherein I didn't have such a heavy hand in the music, because I just finished sort of two solo records and I was getting kind of tired of my own ideas, and I wanted to work with some other people and let them have sort of creative control over the details within the music. And so they sent me this MP3 of their new record, and I really liked it. I emailed Risto, his name is Risto, the guitar player. I emailed him back that same day and asked if they wanted to do a record together, Moonphase with Sinai. And they were into the idea, and then the record label got into the idea, and here we are like a year and a half later, and the record's made, and we're on tour in the States. So I guess it all happened. I didn't meet half of the members of Sinai until I arrived in Helsinki to start recording the record. So that was kind of interesting to sort of know that I was going to be delving into this sort of creative process that was where I felt a little bit vulnerable because I was just doing the lyrics. I don't know, making a record with anyone, it's sort of an intimate process. When musicians are playing together, music is a way of communication, right? And it's sort of, you're sort of bearing your soul a little bit when you're putting ideas out there and saying, I think this will sound good, or I think this is a good line. Or so to know that I was going to be involved in that sort of intimate process with these two guys I hadn't even met yet, that was kind of fun. Turned out they were really nice.
Heartbreaking Bravery was recorded with Sinai on the outskirts of Helsinki.
I don't know if place itself is important so much as just like changing the place. I don't know if like the actual specifics of the place make a huge difference. I mean, I suppose they do, but for me it's more important to just not always be making music in the same environment, always in the same studio with the same people. I don't know. I think things can get kind of stagnant or formulaic if you work that way. So it was really great for me to be recording in Finland. We recorded in this beautiful studio. It's about an hour and a half north of Helsinki, kind of in some farmland. And it was this giant, it looks like just a barn from the outside, and then you go in and it's this beautiful live-in studio with a giant live room and a sauna in the basement and bedrooms upstairs. And we just lived there for 2 weeks and made this record. And if I needed some time away or felt like I needed some sort of like creative inspiration, I would go for walks, just leave the studio. And there was this road that led to a lake after about half an hour, maybe 40 minutes. I would just walk to the lake and back and then come back and sing a song, you know. So having that sort of space was important. And I think the fact that I was recording with people I'd never worked with before in a place that I'd never worked in before, then, yeah, that led to us making a record that sounded like nothing I'd ever done before. And that's the idea, I guess.
Before starting on the project Heartbreaking Bravery, Krug had not even met two of the members of the band Sinai.
Well, we didn't know that we'd be able to work well together at all. That was just sort of luck that it worked out. It could have been a total disaster. I'm actually kind of surprised that we made a record, I think. And everyone also entered into it with a really open mind. We had no expectations about what the record might sound like, and we didn't have any conversations about what the record should sound like in terms of like any sort of genre. Or we weren't going for a specific sound. We were just, they did their thing and I did my thing, and we put it all together, and at the end of the day we're like, I guess that's it, the record. There was not a lot of premeditating about sound. We just wrote songs together, and whatever came out was what we put to tape. And I think everyone was surprised. I think we sort of might have thought that the record would be more like expansive, trippier, psychedelic rock, perhaps, with like more of like a almost like a spoken word element on top. At some point in my mind, at least, I thought that's where we were heading. And then it shifted back towards like a popular place. And in the end, that's the record we made.
The album Heartbreaking Bravery takes its name from the first track on the album. And as Spencer Krug explains, it's not a positive bravery.
For me, the phrase itself is sort of like the... the heartbreak happens... It's sort of hard to explain. It's like the... people are capable of inflicting violence and emotional violence on each other. They're capable of hurting each other. And it's sad. And it's also, in a weird way, an act of braveness. Like cruel bravery. When someone willingly and knowingly breaches a trust that they have with someone else, sort of willingly, annoyingly hurts another person, or is reckless with their feelings, and that causes heartbreak. And like I say in the song, it exists. It happens all the time. It's just about heartbreaking bravery. It's just about how people hurt each other, and they're willing to do it. I find it really confusing and sad, as do most people.
Spencer Krug as Moonface is on U.S. tour with Sinai. They stop off in Fayetteville Saturday night at the Smoke and Barrel Tavern. For more information, you can go to smokeandbarrel.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.